USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Tuesday U.S. inflation data continues to inch towards a recession. Surging gas prices and skyrocketing rents climbed to 8.5% in March, the highest rate since December of 1981, and an increase from February's 7.9%. Ukrainian President Zelensky has announced that Russian forces are preparing a new stage of terror that could involve the use of chemical weapons in Ukraine. United Kingdom Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said work was underway to verify a claim that chemical weapons were recently used by Russian forces. End quote. Ukraine's United Nations ambassador is making a claim Russians are kidnapping Ukrainian children and taking them to Russia.
I would also like to draw the attention of the Security Council to the fact that the invaders have already taken more than 121,000 children out of Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Iran has reached numerous deals with Qatar as it plans to host fans of the Men's Football World Cup that will be held in its neighboring country later this year. The two countries agreed to increase the number of airline flights between them during the Cup tournament. If you're a donut fan, you probably love Krispy Kremes. And now there's another reason to enjoy Krispy Kremes. Even more, Tim Berg reports.
Krispy Kreme is hoping to ease the pain Americans are feeling at the pump by lowering donut prices. The chain announcing in the new deal they'll set a dozen original glazed donuts for the price of a gallon of regular gas. Every Wednesday from April 13th to May 4th, Krispy Kreme will use Monday's average to set the promotional cost. AAA putting Monday's average at $4.11 a gallon. A dozen of glazed donuts usually goes for around $10. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
New York Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin was arrested Tuesday in a federal corruption investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Benjamin was arrested on charges of bribery, honest service wire fraud, and falsification of records. Benjamin, a former state senator from Harlem, had joined the administration of Governor Kathy Hochul, the Democrat from New York, in September. Despite Hochul saying she didn't know of the subpoenas at the time, Hochul proclaimed her support for Benjamin after he told her state police went through a vetting process of him. As more election irregularities are discovered in the Georgia elections, Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger told Newsmax on Monday that his office is beginning an investigation into why 1,600 non-U.S. citizens have attempted to register to vote in the Peach State.
Well, we're now down to 1,634 non-citizens attempted to register. We do have to do one-on-one calling to contact them to verify has their citizenship status changed. But from all what we've seen, they are non-citizens, and that is a felony in Georgia, 1 to 10 years in prison, up to $100,000 fine. So we are now going to be writing the letters, forwarding those over to over 50 of our counties have a non-citizen, at least one, that has attempted to register. So local DAs can prosecute, but also we'll send that to the State Election Board and also the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.